know. Davenport, I know.
Is that the same as the Sophie?
I think that I've encountered Davenport in fiction.
Ah. Huh. Meaning Sophie?
Yeah. It wasn't the common term, certainly.
In a bedroom, the piece of furniture that would have drawers for putting clothes in would be...
Well, we would call it a chest of drawers.
What about something with a mirror? Perhaps lower than a chest?
Oh, a dresser. Or a vanity. My mother had a vanity and a dresser that came with her wedding furniture.
Is there a difference?
Yes. The vanity had a low place where the knees might go, more or less, and had a triple mirror that could be adjusted so that you could see the back. And the dresser had one plane mirror, and the chest, actually, part of it was, I'm trying to imagine from my own point of view, about waist high, I suppose.
What about something that's much larger than that, that perhaps has a space for hanging clothes?
Well, that was unmistakably an armor. Unless it was a modern, smaller one, in which case we might very well use the typical Southern word of, and at least Flannery O'Connor uses it, for example, a chiffarobe.
Mm-hmm. That's smaller.
Now, a chiffarobe was smaller, but it was also later. In other words, a chiffarobe was something that my parents might have bought, but my grandparents would have had an armor.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you had, rather than having an armor, a little room to hang clothes in. You call that a...
Well, we didn't, because old New Orleans houses just don't. Mm-hmm. But certainly a common word was locker,
mm-hmm.
not closet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true generally in New Orleans. Good. When old-timers say locker, I think I can tell you why, in fact, because they were so uncommon in houses, but they were very common in boats and ships.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a closet on a ship is a locker.
What are the things on rollers that would go up and down at the window?
Shades.
Right. What is this sort of stuff?
Blinds.
Yeah, I guess that's really all that I need there.
Now we had to say Venetian blinds, though, because, of course, my old houses had had outside heavy cypress blinds, which could be locked.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have shutters?
Yeah, we call them blinds very often.
They were...
The blinds.
If they were the things that opened and closed like little doors, like shutters.
Yes.
But you call them blinds, huh?
Well, shutter is a word that does not sound alien to me, but I mean, I can remember my maternal grandmother saying, shut the blinds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about a room at the top of the house, just under the roof?
Attic. Mm-hmm. Garret is a book word.
Mm-hmm. And then, let's see, you mentioned that one. What about old worthless things that you're about to throw away? Just a bunch of...
Well, it would verge from bric-a-brac to junk.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those were in common use.
If I said bric-a-brac, I would mean little things sitting around on the furniture that you had to dust.
No, I think that I can remember people saying that room that she hasn't used in 20 years is so full of all kinds of bric-a-brac.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that kind of room where you would keep bric-a-brac and junk?
We often, when speaking English, said chambre à débarras, a room in which you get rid of things, débarrasser.
Mm. Oh yes.
To get rid of, and so I'm sure that I can remember people saying, "Oh, it's in the chambre à débarras."
Is there an English equivalent?
No, I'm trying to think. I can remember people saying junk room.
Mm-hmm. What would you say a woman does every morning when she's doing the, well, picking up and cleaning?
Well, when I was a child, I said she made the menage.
Mm-hmm. Is there an English equivalent?
Well, that is English.
Menage.
What am I doing? I'm making the menage. Well, there are many people who don't speak French who say that.
Oh, okay. All right. What?